All Eyes on Fishing with Mitch Peterson, Josh Sheldon, and Brad Qualley, leading you to the next level.
Hey everybody, we're back here at All Eyes on Fishing. Today we're going to talk about a little something different. It's not quite about how to fish or what to go out there. We've been talking about some things that we've seen over the years, and it's called boat ramp nightmares. I mean, I'm sure all the people that are listening have always been out at the lake.
I've seen the pictures on Facebook.
You just see crazy stuff. So we're sitting here talking about it. We're like, well, let's just tape this because there's some funny stuff. So we all have a couple classics. We've actually been around where we've seen these same things happen when we're together, and we just laugh about it.
Yeah.
And then we've had some stuff that's happened to us, too. Now, I'm not going to say that we're innocent on this thing, because we've all done some stupid stuff. But let's go ahead and start off, Josh. Give me one of your good stories.
Oh, man. You know what? I can remember this happened about, I don't know, I'd say probably 10, 11 years ago. And I was fishing in a tournament here in Colorado, and I was at a lake that's got a great boat ramp, right? It's like, I don't know, what do you think it is?
Pueblo's Boat
Ramp. Yeah, Pueblo's Boat Ramp is
You could probably put
five or six.
Yeah, nice wide boat ramp, lots of space, big dock room. And my dad, who's not the most experienced boater slash trailer backer-upper slash truck operating kind of person when it comes to boating, he's dropping me in, and it's tournament morning, second day of the tournament. And I have, at that time, I had a 17.5-foot aluminum Ranger. And so it's a single axle trailer, right? So, you know, not a heavy boat, not a heavy weight, not a lot to it. And we back in, and it's, you know, everyone's backing in, and I back the boat off. And as I back the boat off, my dad, who doesn't pay a lot of attention sometimes when he's rolling up.
That's amazing, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we just sit there and watch him.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, I digress. Go ahead.
And so he starts to pull up out of the water, and this boat passes me damn near on plane and just jams this giant aluminum boat up onto my trailer. And when I mean jam it, I mean ramming speed, full speed ahead, up onto the trailer, and I can
on hear, your
on my trailer. And he passes me doing it, almost sideswipes me, and I can hear the trailer groan. And I'm thinking, oh God. And see, and here's the part that got me is I was going to my first NTC that night. I was leaving to meet my partner in Wyoming, leaving my boat and my truck in Wyoming, and then going on up to South Dakota. So if something happened to that trailer and I had to find a way to fix it or whatever, it was going to throw the entire trip behind.
24 hours later, you're leaving.
Oh, yeah, and I could hear it groan, and I swear I thought I heard the bunk boards break. And I thought, oh, what is this dumb a-hole doing? I couldn't believe it. Turns out, after a lot of choice words and yelling, he had not put the plug in. And instead of doing the calm thing of just beaching the boat and getting out and, you know, wading up to your knees and putting the plug in, he decides to ram it up onto my trailer.
Whatever trailer's there.
Whatever's there. Mine just happened to be. And the boat was probably a 20-footer. So, you know, I mean, it looked like half the boat was on the trailer. And my dad, who's not paying any attention,
starts driving.
Yeah, he's almost all the way up halfway up the ramp, you know? And I can't, and I'm just watching this nightmare, and I am screaming, stop, you know? And he's not paying any attention, and, you know, thank God there wasn't a girl in a bikini there. We ran it all the way up to the town. So I'll just never forget that. I couldn't believe it. He couldn't get the plug, and he didn't know what to do, and he panicked. So a moral of the story, don't panic and jam your boat up on somebody else's trailer. Thank God, no damage. He took it off. I checked it out, but oh my God, what a mess.
My favorite thing about that is, do you imagine him sitting there in his boat, and when did he make the decision to, I'm going for it?
Oh, I know, right?
Because what if your dad would have pulled up fast?
Oh, I know.
He'd have been on the
ramp. Or what if I wouldn't have backed off as fast as I did, right? I mean, I have no idea, but I'm telling you, he went by me and almost dumped my boat onto the dock because of the weight.
He had a weight loading area.
Hauling, and we're not talking slight, man. If he would have been off center, Could you imagine sideways up on the... Oh, God. Terrible. Terrible. Yeah. All right, your turn.
I tell you what, yeah, we've all seen crazy stuff. And I know everybody that's listened has seen it, because it happens. One of my favorites, and we've all seen this too, but it was just the whole setup. We were probably 300-400 yards away from this boat ramp, jigging a spot up in Colorado. And all of a sudden, this Winnebago backs down, full-size RV, older one, you know, and backs down with his trailer. Okay, here comes the white fiberglass, you know, family truckster.
Yeah.
Boat comes pulling up, and they load it, and takes them forever to load it. And it's one of those perfectly calm days where you can hear everything across the lake. So you can even hear them kind of talking to each other and stuff, and they're figuring out how to get it on the trailer, and they got it on the trailer. And then also, no, yeah, you can see them walk up and jump in that big Winnebago and put it in drive. And, you know, it's just kind of a sight to see a Winnebago with a boat anyway. Right. That's always funny. Well, all of a sudden, we just heard the most deaf, curdling sound of the skag scraping on the concrete ramp as he just kept...
And it's not a short ramp.
No.
It's like... No. And we're just... Both of us are looking at cringing like, my God.
I'm sure he couldn't even see the boat probably, you know, behind that camera.
Right, right.
And he probably had the AC blasting.
Yeah.
It was hot.
Right, yeah.
Radio on. The good time tunes. Up.
Yeah.
Fun day on the lake.
Good job loading, honey.
Yeah. But I can grind off a little of that skag.
The skag gets in the way anyway.
Yeah, oh, man. You know, it's funny that you say that, because I bet I've seen that probably almost once a month this year. And it's the loudest, nastiest sound ever. And you're thinking, oh my God.
Just cringe.
Oh, I know. It does.
And I've never done it, thank God.
No.
Knock on some wood.
Yeah.
Because I haven't done it. Like, I'm super paranoid about it, because you see it so much, you're like, oh, man, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
No, my story is, that's a good one. But my story is, this wasn't too long ago. Me and my daughter are out, and we're out there fishing, and we load our boat, you know, and she pulls it. Unlike some, that this kind of upsets me when they load a boat. And of course, my daughter at the time, she doesn't know how to drive the boat real well, so she's holding it on the dock. But instead of leaving it right where everybody's loading, I had her walking around the other side, so it's out of the way. Thank God, you know. But I'm kind of watching her and making sure she's okay. And she gets up there. I go up, park my boat. We come down. I get in the boat and we start driving off. And well, here comes dude. You know, yeah. I don't even know what kind of boat it was. I can tell you it was white. Maybe it's a thing with white boats, because it wasn't yours, a white boat too. But anyway, he's got those rollers, those flip-up rollers for easy loading. He undoes his straps, his back straps are off, and he does his tongue strap. He undoes that, and I'm not really paying much attention to it, but I'm watching it just for whatever reason. You know, he wasn't doing anything crazy, but I was just looking over at it, and he gets about a quarter of the way down this ramp. And because he unhooked it, oh, yeah, those rollers work good.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing rolled right off the back, and now it's sitting up at about a 40-degree angle on its outboard.
Oh,
and I'm just cringing. And all the weight is on the back of that outboard.
No.
And the boat is hanging off to the right, and I was like, oh, God. The only thing that was holding on is he had bunk boards, or those side boards easier load.
The guides.
And that's the only thing that was holding the right side of that boat, because it was propped up.
Gosh.
I was like, and then we left. I should have stuck around, because it would have been funny to see what they did to remedy that. And we came back 4 or 5 hours later, and it was gone, so I never saw it out on the water.
Right, right. All right, here, going to kind of the same direction. Biggest pet peeve. What's the number one thing you see on a boat ramp that just makes you want to jump in the water and hold yourself underneath until you don't see it?
You know what? I got two things. I'm sure one of you are covered. And I already did a little bit.
What do you got?
The loading on the ramp, but or unloading or getting their stuff ready.
Yeah.
I'm sure one of you guys will cover that. The one that I just kind of brought up with my daughter is the ones that just load it. Now, especially when you have tight boat ramps,
right?
Where you're only, it's a two-holer. You get two boats in, and you know, when there's a dock that comes down and you're slipping between two of them. Well, if you have a dock, you can pull your boat around to the other side to where they're not loading.
Right.
And the folks that leave it right there so nobody else can load
unload. They dump it.
We're good. And then they'll go up and get a taco or something.
Well,
and
who knows? They disappear forever.
And then everything's just backing up. So I would have to say, that just kills me when you're just sitting there. Yeah. Even if it's not me loading.
Right.
And just watching it, I'm like, you put a rope on it. Pull it around to the other side, at least to the front or the high end or the far end of the dock, the water side, so people can get around you.
Right.
That drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're right. My biggest one is seeing them load up all their gear as they're backed in right before they put them in the water.
Oh, my God. And
undoing all their straps.
Taking off the cover. Putting their coolers. And they're backed in, hogging the entire lane. And you're thinking to yourself, what are you thinking?
Yeah, and the thing is, they just probably waited in line for 20 minutes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
to even get to there.
And there's that whole loading and unloading sign that's right there that says, this is where you do that.
That's a tip. That's it. Right by it. When you see that sign.
Here's your sign.
Yeah. That's where you do it.
That's where you go.
So, there's a bunch of them, but those are probably the top two.
You know, another one for me.
Okay, we got three.
This isn't a complete like thing that upsets me at the boat ramp, because I understand. But there's some people that are backing in boats, I swear, for their very first time. With no one has told them anything. And I mean, it is. It takes a while. Okay, so let's not kid ourselves. Backing up a trailer.
Sure.
For some people, when you haven't done it before, it's
a good time when you're in a parking lot though to practice. You know, I remember because I go fishing with my wife and she's actually good at it now. But when we first started, we were in a parking lot.
Yeah.
And I put two cones out. I said I parked about 30 yards away and said back up between those two cones. Well, it took a while.
Yeah.
But after a while, right down, there you go. Right down it, because it's just to figure it out. But a good time to learn is not on the boat ramp.
Right, there we go. On a Saturday, about 1:30 in the afternoon, you're thinking,
There's been a couple times where it's like, excuse me, would you like me to do this for you?
No,
I've done that.
I did that just a few weeks ago out of Chatfield. There's these people backing down there to double jet ski.
Oh, when they load the jet ski.
And I tell you what, we're sideways. I'm like, what are we doing here?
With that short little trailer?
Oh, yeah. So I'm paused because I was out there again I was with my son that day. And so I stop and he's like, Dad, I think they need some help. I said, yeah, I think so. So I walk up to him. I go, hey, do you need some help backing this down? They're like, yeah, we've never done it before.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God help them when they go to load afterwards. But I said,
ride the jet skis at 60 miles an hour across the water.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've never been on those either.
I don't know. So I said, okay, you want them loaded. I'll back it down. They're like, oh, thank you. Because they were literally up there for 5 minutes. And they're almost backing. This is how bad it got when I finally went up there. They were backing down and the trailer started going up the ramp. That's 180 degrees. He's going up the ramp. And I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah. So I went up there and pulled it straight down. Yeah. And then we left. But I was like, this ought to be interesting the rest of the day. I mean, I don't. And you know how it is. When you have something on your trailer, you can see it. It's easier.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
When you have an empty trailer, they're probably still out there.
We were at Jackson Reservoir. And for those of you who don't know, Jackson Reservoir is in Colorado. It's a fairly small lake. And it's got an interesting boat ramp. It's almost on a pier that comes out.
Like
a dike. A lane going in and a lane coming out. And it's got probably a two-lane ramp and not very big. So when it gets busy, they are backed all the way down that dike. I mean, they're backed up, right? Just waiting for people to go. So if you don't know what you're doing, you are creating a mess. And I was there with my family, and I had just loaded my boat. And they do have a little pull-off area where you can do your straps and stuff. So I pulled off, and I was doing my straps. And I am listening to this guy scream at his girlfriend. He's on the boat, and here she is in this 4Runner trying to back up this trailer. And he is just going nuts. No, go back up, come back. And she is taking the entire ramp because she just has no idea, right? And she's crying, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm gonna have to stop a DV here because this is terrible. So I went up to her, and I said, hey, do you want me to do this for you? She goes, you would be my hero if you did it for me. And he's screaming, what's he want? What's he doing? Because, you know, she wasn't bad looking. So he's like, what does she want? And I go,
we're just getting your boat.
Yeah, buddy. I was like, dude, I'm helping you out. You know,
I want to go fishing today.
Yeah. So I backed it in and for him, and he drove it right up on there. And, you know, of course, he didn't give me a big thank you or anything. Okay. She gave me a big thank you, and it was off, and they were out of there, and everybody else cheered literally out of their car as they drove by.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, it was crazy. But I'll tell you what, on that note, the one thing that drives me nuts and that people need to understand, especially if you're a first-time or a very beginner-type boating person, if you have to get into waist or chest-deep water to load your boat on a boat ramp, you are doing it wrong. You do not. It's actually better to back your trailer in a little bit shallow than a little bit deep. Because these people, they back it in into where, I swear, especially if they have an SUV, right? You're like, it's got to be pouring water into the back of the SUV. They're so far back. Yeah. And they float that boat over the top of it, and they hook, you know, they hook the boat to the front, off to the right.
and then all of a sudden, when they pull out, it's so they walk all the way down to their chest to hold the back of the boat.
They're holding the back of the boat, and then they're yelling at somebody to start pulling it out, and they're trying to keep it straight. And I am thinking to myself, if you would pull that boat or that trailer 7 feet up the ramp and just, you know, so it would just slide up there, you'd be good to go. You don't have to worry about it being crooked. You don't have to worry about it not going. And I mean, I saw this one guy. I thought he was going to drown. I mean, they just kept backing it in, putting it up, backing it in. And he pulled it out, and it was sideways. So they backed it back in. And the whole group, the whole time, you got 20 boats waiting to load.
Yep.
Just watching this guy back in, back out, back in. And I'm thinking to myself, You really, like you said, Brad, you really need to take a, let's do a weekday. Let's get crazy. I'll tell you what,
you know how long it took Linda to do this? I bet we weren't out there 20 minutes.
Right.
She just had to get her confidence.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and what she's done it a ton of times now, no problem. Also, another thing, and this is a little bit out of, but since we're talking about how to drive the boat and things, and right. I just want to touch on this a little bit. So we have some no-wake buoys. And all the lakes do, right? No wake buoys to where there's usually a swimming area and things like that. But so she would still like me to back in the boat. Well, that means she's loading the boat.
Right.
You know, and it's like, oh, good.
Yeah.
You know, but I said, okay, we're going to figure this out. So what we did, we were out at Cherry Creek and I drove her. What I did is I to teach her how to get your speed right to coming up to the dock. She didn't have a problem pulling into the up onto the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
It was coming up to the dock and dropping me off.
Right.
You know, because we've seen those people that come in at like 10 miles an hour and go, wham! They hit, you're like, what are you doing? You know, we just want to get about 6 inches away. They start backing up and not vroom, backing up to where the person falls in, because we saw that earlier this year.
That's happened.
But so what I had her do is go up to the buoys, and we were doing touch and goes on the buoy.
That's a great idea.
Just pulling up.
That's a great
idea. And getting
idea.
Used to it, touch it, and the wind slipping us. So I said, I want you to hit it right. This had a number 5 on it, so I want you to hit it right on the 5. So the wind's pushing her, and at first she was way off to the right and way off to the left. But after, you know, 5-10 minutes, she had it down. Had her confidence up, and that's what it was. And then we fished all day.
Right.
And she said, I want to try that buoy thing again one more time. So she went right up, nailed it,
right.
And then she took me up, and everything's fine.
Right.
But it's just the little things.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
That's an excellent idea. You know, you come up and you touch, and, you know, recently I had some friends of mine and one of my wife's cousin, they bought a boat, all new boaters. I saw a picture of him on it on Facebook, big grin, you know, their name in the boat, the whole deal. And I hit him up, and I said, hey, man. I said, you want some help with that? And I met them out at Chatfield, and you know, we sat in the parking lot for probably 45 minutes, close to an hour. And I went over the parts of the boat. I went over the trailer and the maintenance parts, and then we put it in there. And we came up, and I showed them how to walk it up to a dock and how to pull it away. I showed them how to turn on a dime, and then I showed them how to load it. And you know what? They're grateful, and they're like, "Man, thanks for your time." And I said, "You know what? Me showing you this saves me time, because someday you're going to be in front of me, and I'm going to watch you get it on the trailer and get out of my way so I can do the same before that big thunderstorm hits or whatever."
Yeah.
You know? But in one last one, and this is a big one, and I've seen this more recently with the popularity of these growing. And I've got nothing against those stand-up boards, those paddle boards, or the kayakers. That's, you know, I'm good with all of that, right? I fished out of a float tube for years. But here's the deal. If you are going to use the boat ramp to unload or load that, and you leave that thing, like you said, Brad, you pull it off and it's sitting in the water and it's sideways across the ramp while you go up and do whatever it is you do, because I don't know, they disappear forever, you have blocked everything. I mean, you have not only is it not necessary.
This is common courtesy. Think about it.
But they leave a kayak or a board across the thing and everybody is sitting there watching a board and nobody is on the ramp. And it's like, man, you guys, you know, I mean, so that, like you said, it's the common courtesy. It's use your head. If you're going to, you know, the boat ramp isn't necessary to load that. If it's easier for you or whatever, then pull it off to the side.
I think a good thing on this is just take a little bit of time to figure out how to load your boat.
Yeah.
How to do touch and goes. We went out and did a buoy because I know she can't really hurt a buoy. Plus, it's busy at the boat ramp. It's not a good time to teach her at the dock because there's other people that want to load and unload.
Right.
Yeah. So that worked out good. I do have one other thing that I got thinking about while we were talking. And we're probably getting close on time. But This was funny because we're out at one of the bigger lakes, and it has a pretty nice size marina. All right, and it's got a ton of slips. They got a bunch of courtesy slips for people to pull in and out. They got a marina, floating marina out there to where you can go in and use a bathroom or get supplies or whatever, right? So they have probably half a dozen courtesy slips. Well, these courtesy slips, I mean, you can pull on either side and tie up and go in. They say 15 minutes. That's all you need, right? And, you know. And, well, they're only about 2.5 feet wide. So
the dock part.
The dock. The slip. Yeah, the slip can hold two boats. But the dock is, it's pretty skinny.
Yeah.
You know, it's like 2.5 feet wide. And just so they could probably pack more in there, which is fine. I mean, if you're falling off a 2.5, you shouldn't even be a 2.5 dock. You shouldn't even be walking on the sidewalk, right? You know what I mean? So it's plenty big. And it looks a little skinny at first, the first time you load on them, but it's plenty big. So I go into the marina, and I'm coming out, and I'm watching this person pulling up in a pontoon. It's a great big pontoon. It's like a 24-footer, you know? And the guy's up at the in the marina or whatever, and he's out before me, and I'm walking out with my cup of soda or whatever, and I walk out, and I see they're pulling this lady was driving it. And it looked brand new. I mean, it was spotless. It looked like it probably has temporary tags on the trailer. Right. It looks so good, right? And, well, she is going to load this boat, go pick up her husband, boyfriend, whatever it is. But she's putting this dock dead center between the pontoons.
Oh,
I'm watching her come in, and I'm like, she's coming in kind of right down the middle. And he's, you know, here's what's funny. As he's walking out, he's standing about midway down the dock. He's looking at his phone, playing on his phone, and here she comes. And he looks up, and she's 3-5 feet away, and he's like, "Stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it!" Because she is going to put this pontoon
dead center.
Over the top.
Over the top. And I'm looking at him like, that dock's too high. That's not going to land. It was funny. Yeah, for those that don't know, the docks are not made to park
over. Oh, no way.
Park over, just next to.
The boat goes on the water.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. But,
we're specifically talking to all you pontoon.
Yeah.
Most people in the boat won't make that.
No, it was pretty funny. But there's a million stories out there.
Yeah.
I hope that some of them we shared with you will get a chuckle. And you know, reflect back, because some of the things, I know everybody has some good stories. And we'd love to hear them. Yeah. You know, and we'd love to see pictures, because they're funny looking. They're almost, you almost cringe when you see them, but a part of you laughs.
I feel bad for getting so much humor out of somebody's misfortune, because some of these are terrible. It's like, oh no.
Well, they're expensive lessons.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. But we've talked about some things that you could do to alleviate
those lessons. And courtesy. I mean, be courteous. You know, we were up in Wyoming. We had a guy pull a giant boat. First time it'd probably been in the water all year. It had cover on cover on cover on top of it. And it's a one lane. I mean, you come down in one lane and you leave in one lane, and that's it. That's how you get in and out of the biggest ramp
there.
And he pulled right in the middle of the lane, big gigantic boat. I mean, I'm talking like a 35-foot boat.
Decided to have a cookout.
Decided to just unwinterize it right there. And then when you start to go around him, he's yelling at you like you're taking his spot. Oh, it was brutal. Just courtesy.
So no, we hope that you guys got a chuckle out of this. Some of the stuff that we've seen. Yeah. We could go on forever, but no one wants to hear us forever. You know, we try to keep these around 20 minutes. I'm sure we're a little over that. But they're funny to us. Now, hopefully you guys have enjoyed it. But until next time, we'll do our next series. Oh, just to talk to you guys too, we're going to start doing a fishing story series too. So we're going to probably do that like quarterly.
Yeah.
But until next time, we're not going to have this next time. We'll actually talk about
fishing.
Things to take you to the next level of fishing. But we couldn't resist.
Yeah,
so
it was too good.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
This has been All Eyes on Fishing. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to The Next Level. And you can hear longer podcasts and more information on all of your favorite topics. And check us out at alleyesonfishing.com for apparel, blogs, and other information. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. All Eyes on Fishing, leading you to the next level.